Hello, existentialists. Welcome to my podcast, Existential Teenager. I'm Oscar Blair, and I'll be your host. Today, we're going to talk about non-existence and whether it exists or not. First of all, we have to think about whether existence exists. Do we exist? René Descartes said, "I think, therefore I am." Meaning, since I am conscious, I exist. But how do you know consciousness is real? There's a conspiracy theory, or just a theory, whatever you want, that we're living in a simulation. But there's a few assumptions we have to make to believe that. One of the assumptions is that consciousness can be simulated. But no one really knows what consciousness means. We just know that we experience it. How would you describe consciousness? I'd describe consciousness as my mind being able to think and make decisions for myself. Let's assume that we do live in a simulation. Could we make a simulation inside of this simulation we live in? Because with the tools we have today, we can't simulate consciousness. But maybe in the simulation, the creators of the simulation just didn't give us those tools. I'm sure if we do live in a simulation, the physics in the simulation must be magical or different than reality. But there's no way to prove that we're not living in a simulation. So that's the thing. Some would say it's 50-50 whether we are in a simulation or living in reality. Others would say there can only be one reality, but infinite simulations. Therefore, there's an infinite percent chance that we live in a simulation. I don't really agree with either. I personally think that we're probably not living in a simulation. Or at least I think it's healthy to assume that we're living in reality, so we don't go on making crazy mistakes and turning into psychopaths. Because the whole idea of empathy is that other people feel things, so I should be nice to them. If existence doesn't exist, how can we prove that non-existence exists? What if nothing exists? But then there would only be non-existence. Therefore, nothing would exist. Therefore, non-existence wouldn't exist. It's a rabbit hole for sure. If you controlled a simulation that could simulate consciousness, so essentially you could control a world, would you want the world to be exactly the same? Or would you want to make it magical? I think it probably varies between different people. But I also feel like it'd be funner to make that simulation more magical than reality as we experience it. That being said, who says we can't make the world more magical than it is right now? With advancing technologies, more things that seemed magical are becoming a possibility. If you time-traveled 3.8 billion years ago and told the primordial soup we would have cars today, they would not believe you as they did not have brains and didn't have the capacity to believe. We've come a long way. Cars were not at all in the realm of possibility 3.8 billion years ago, and they would remain impossible for a long time. Let's take René Descartes' philosophy as fact. Assume that you exist as you have consciousness, and assume you have free will. You could believe that you are living in a simulation, and that nothing is real. That's called solipsism, and there's no way to prove it wrong. I don't think that's healthy. I don't think anyone thinks that's healthy. I'm more of a realist. Most people are. Realism is the belief that the outside world continues on without you. Even if my consciousness dies, events on Earth will still occur, assuming I live while the Earth still exists. I think that's safe enough to assume. I hope that's safe enough to assume. I'd be disappointed to find out that that's not safe to assume. But the thing is, there's no way to prove realism. You can't know if realism is true. You just have to go on believing that it is, because that's a healthy thing to do. But if nothing exists, health doesn't even matter. But for me, health is funner. Even if I don't exist, I experience the feeling or the belief that I do. Therefore, I like to have dopamine going through my brain. Or, you know, I like to be happy. It's fun. But don't do drugs to get dopamine. That's addictive. Don't do it. Except if you need them for medicine. But that's a different subject. So anyway, does non-existence exist? Well, nothing that doesn't exist exists. Therefore, I can say that non-existence doesn't exist. But non-existence itself means the lack of existence. So if non-existence doesn't exist, then it does. That's fun. Try not to think too much about this stuff. I think it's better to just go on about your lives. If you are alive. Don't do anything crazy and justify it by saying that nothing exists. I don't think that's very good. I think using morals is important, as I experience consciousness, and I assume that you do, even though I have no proof that you, my viewers, are conscious. So, I really hope you are. I really hope I'm not living in the Truman Show. I'd be really disappointed in you guys. Please, it's not a fun secret to keep. That's just rude. I want you guys to promise me that if I am living in a Truman Show situation, that you guys will help free me. Please, I don't want to do that. It's not fun. If it is happening, you're doing it without my consent. But whoa, right? That's a fun thought. A scary one. But also fun. If it's scary, I mean, that doesn't really matter though, right? Because nothing matters unless it does. Whoa. This was a fun episode to record. Anyway, let's just assume that nothing matters. Therefore, you have nothing to lose. So, you have nothing to lose by, let's say, following my Instagram at existentialteenager_, or emailing me at existentialteenager@gmail.com, or visiting my website, existentialteenage.wixsite.com/home. Feel free to slip into my DMs on Instagram. And I'll make sure to announce Season 2 on my Instagram, so that's where you'll be able to find it. Yeah, it's been a fun season. Thank you guys for listening. See you next time. Bye! Seriously, though, if I am in the Truman Show, please set me free. Would it be called the Oscar Show? Or the Existential Teenage Show? That's fun. Anyway, for reals now. Bye!